Thank you for the opportunity to share some words of Torah with you. And today I'd like to discuss a short idea, a very powerful idea, that emerges from a close look at Parshas Vayeshev. The Torah discusses the trials that Yosef experienced while serving in the home of Potiphar. The Gemara tells us, Maseches Yuma, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, 35b. The Gemara tells us that Potiphar's wife, by the way, just in case you didn't know what Potiphar's wife's name was, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Lemichsa Atik, which is printed in the back of his Sefer on Chumash, Taimer Dekra, tells us based on the Medrash Tanchuma, and the Medrash Sefer HaYasha, that her name was Zelicha. Zelicha. So make sure you don't name your daughter Zelicha. Anyway, Potiphar's wife, Zelicha, the Gemara tells him, Maseches Yuma Lamed Hei Amud Beis, she would change her clothing twice a day in order to draw Yosef's attention towards her, to cause him to sin. The Gemara says that she even threatened to throw him into jail and to blind him. She gave him 1,000 silver bars to lure him in, but Yosef would not listen to her. But one day, the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, 36b, the Gemara in Sota tells us that there was one day that the people in Potiphar's house, they went to worship their Avodah Zarah. And Zelicha, Potiphar's wife, pretended she was sick. Oh, how convenient. I can't go with you to worship Avodah Zarah today. I'll just stay home alone. You sure? You're going to be home alone. No one else is going to be there. It's okay, she said. You go. You do what you have to do. I'll stay home alone. I'm not going to attend. Since no one was around, Zelicha saw this as the opportune time to lure Yosef in. But again, she was unsuccessful. The Gemara in Sota tells us that on that day, Yosef was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. He sanctified Hashem's name by not submitting to Zelicha's seduction. And because of this, the Gemara says, Hashem added the letter Hey into his name, as we find in Tehillim Perek Pei Aleph Pasuk Vav, chapter 81. It says, Eidus B'Yehosef Samo. The Tehillim David HaMelech calls him Yehosef. Adding the Hey together with the Yud Yehosef, Hashem's name is spelled within the letters Yud and Hey in the middle of Yosef's name. He was Mekadesh Shemayim, he sanctified God's name by refraining from sinning. And in fact, the Rambam codifies this Gemara in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Hey Halacha Yud. The Rambam rules that anyone who performs a mitzvah or holds himself back from an Avera for the sake of Hashem, and not out of fear or kavod, he wants his honor, he's doing this, he wants to look cool, he wants to make it with his friends, he's doing this mitzvah for the sake of Hashem, or he's refraining from this sinning, he's not saying Lashon Hara now, because Hashem doesn't want it, but not because people think he's a bad guy, he's doing it for the sake of Hashem, such a person is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, he has sanctified God's name. And the Rambam continues that he's similar to Yosef HaTzadik. Just like Yosef stayed away, he refrained from sinning with Zelicha for the sake of Hashem. Not to be cool, not for honor, not because people should call him the Tzadik in the future, right? He did it for the sake of Hashem, and the Gemara and Sota called him one who sanctified God's name. So to any person, forever, us, we refrain from a sin for the sake of Hashem, we perform a mitzvah for the sake of Hashem, and not for ulterior motives. We are like Yosef, and we have sanctified Hashem's name. Beautiful, beautiful idea, but very difficult. Because in the same page of Gemara, on that same page, in Maseches Sota, which is partially quoted in Rashi in this week's Parsha, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Yod Aleph 39:11, take a look. The Gemara in Sota Lamed Vav tells us that Zelicha grabbed Yosef by his garment on that day when everyone left. And all of a sudden, Yosef saw an image of his father, Yaakov, in the window. And Yaakov said to him, Yosef, you and your brothers, the other Shvatim, are destined to have your names inscribed on the jewels of the Kohen Gadol's breast ephod, on his ephod. Do you wish to be stricken from the list? Do you want to take it off? If you sin now, at this moment that she's holding you, if you're going to sin, you will be taken off. Your name will be off of the ephod. Do you want that? And Yosef immediately restrained himself and ran away. Well, at first glance, this Gemara seems to imply that the reason Yosef refrained from sinning was specifically for honor. Yaakov told him, Yosef, you're going to be famous. Your name is going to be on the ephod. You're going to be in the spotlight. Your name is going to be up there in the banner, the plaque on the wall. If you sin, we're deleting it. And they'll say, huh? Psh, I'm going to lose out on that? No way! No way! And he stopped and he didn't sin. It would seem from this Gemara that Yosef refrained from sinning for his honor. He did it for his success, for his name, to be flashy, to be up in the air, everyone should hear about him. Not for the sake of Hashem. So how could it be that the previous Gemara, which was codified by the Rambam, says that Yosef refrained for the sake of Hashem, not for honor, not out of fear, not to be cool, not to be accepted by other people. And that's why it was a Kiddush Hashem. So what was the impetus for Yosef? Was it for the sake of Hashem, like the earlier Gemara and the Rambam says? Or was it for his honor, so his name could be on the ephod of the Kohen Gadol? And believe it or not, there are some commentators based on this, say that there are two different opinions in the Gemara, that they argue on one another. Even though by reading the Gemara, you never would have noticed that there are two different people making this statement. So I heard a beautiful answer that really resolves the two and brings us to a very deep and powerful level. And that is that the reason Yaakov said to Yosef that his name was going to be deleted had nothing to do with fame, fortune, and honor. Yaakov was telling Yosef, Yosef, you are destined for greatness. You are going to be so great that your name is supposed to be engraved in the ephod. It's supposed to be on the jewel of the Kohen Gadol. That's how great you are. You don't realize it, Yosef. You think that your actions are in a vacuum. They don't have much of an effect. They're here, they're there. You do what you do, you don't do what you do. You don't realize, Yosef, that you have the potential for enormous greatness. So great that your name is destined to be on the ephod of the Kohen Gadol. When Yosef heard that, he said, whoa, you know, I didn't realize about that myself. I didn't realize that I had such a potential. I didn't realize that inside me was the potential for such greatness. Now that I know, now that I got a little peek into the future of what's in store for me, of what I could accomplish, I believe in myself so much more. I can't do this sin. This is beneath me. I can't go ahead and do such a thing. Yosef didn't do it because of his honor. It never even crossed his mind. He did it because he realized that it just wasn't him. This isn't me. I'm not supposed to act this way. A person of my stature with a closeness to Hashem, with the potential for such greatness, cannot sin, cannot act this way. And the truth is that every person has potential for greatness. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, the whole beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim, when I learned the first gate, the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, written by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, changed my life. Changed my life. Now they translate into English. It's even easier to read. He discusses how every single action, every thought, every word that we say has enormous ramifications in the entire world. He says that's what it means that we're created B'Tzelem Elokim. We're created in the image of God. Elokim is the name referring to the attribute of God as a creator, as someone who goes ahead and builds from nothing. And Hashem gave us that same power. Every person, with a move of a hand, with a nice word, with a nice chesed, is moving major worlds all above. The whole mechanics of the spiritual world is dependent on man's thoughts and actions. We just don't realize that. We think, okay, I say a little not nice word over here. I go ahead and I do a little extra mitzvah over here. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? We don't realize how great man is. We don't realize what we could create by a simple nice word or by holding back from a simple negative word. It's enormous. It's enormous. The Chaim Volozhiner says that it's similar to a rope. That you have a rope and you swing the bottom of the pendulum, right? Even though you're very far away from the top, you're able to affect the top. So too our neshama is linked like a rope all the way up towards Hashem. We're just on the bottom heel of the rope. And when we move it, we're affecting the higher worlds. We're affecting Kedusha, spirituality, or God forbid, impurity into the world. And the Medrash tells us, the Yalkut Shimoni, very powerful Yalkut, Parshas Bahar, Remez Tafresh Samachay, 665. The Yalkut Shimoni says that when someone performs a mitzvah, in the olden days, it would have been recorded by the Navi. Right? The Navi would write it down. For example, also in this week's Parsha, the Torah says that Reuven heard that his brothers wanted to kill Yosef, and he saved them. And it's recorded. You see? Reuven saved them. It's recorded in the Torah. Similarly, the Torah records that Aaron wholeheartedly went out to greet his younger brother Moshe as he returned to Mitzrayim. Even though Moshe would be the leader now, right? Not Aaron. But he went out and he greeted him down to Mitzrayim, full heart. Okay, I accept my younger brother to be the leader. But the Medrash adds that had Reuven and Aaron known that their actions were being recorded, they would have acted differently. Reuven would not have only convinced his brothers not to kill Yosef, he would have carried Yosef on his shoulders and brought him straight to Yaakov, his father. Aaron would have gone out to greet Moshe while dancing with drums, a celebration. Moshe's here! At first glance, though, it seems that this Medrash is critiquing Aaron's actions and Reuven's actions. They could have done more. As if to say they didn't do their utmost. They could have done more. They were unaware of the glory that they would receive. But the problem is that the Gemara tells us in the Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Tes 139a that Aaron, since Aaron rejoiced wholeheartedly for Moshe, he merited measure for measure, mida k'neged mida, to wear the chosh and the breastplate of the Urim Betumim with the Urim Betumim on his heart. He was rewarded. Was he rewarded for his action? Or did he not really do such a great action? He should have gone out with the cymbals and the drums and the trumpets, make a big party. Which one was it? And the answer is, the Medrash is teaching us that Aaron, he did a great thing. A great thing. And he was rewarded for such a thing. But had he had known, if he would have realized that everything that he's doing is being recorded for eternity because of the preciousness of his actions, he would have found within himself the hidden ability to act on a whole other plane. Sometimes we're able to activate parts of us that we didn't even know we had. Right? Some of us maybe had the experience staying up for days studying for a test. And now, during regular time, we would have said, "What, staying up at night? I can't stay up and fall asleep on the table. Like, I need to stay up for two nights. Impossible." But when you see that there's something important to you, and something that you got to do, and you could do it, then all of a sudden you find these inner kochos, these inner powers within us, these strengths that God gave us, and we're able to use it on a whole other plane. Aaron and Reuven, they would have just realized how important their actions were, that they were going to be recorded in the Torah forever, then they would have found within them the ability to bring it to a whole new level. Sometimes we're acting good. We're acting in a proper way. We're doing good things. We're getting up in the morning. We're davening, putting on tefillah and tzitzis. We're doing mitzvahs. We're learning Torah. We speak properly. And we say, look, we're doing our job. But we're selling ourselves short. Our bar for ourselves is too low. If we would realize that our actions are enormous, that we're doing tremendous things by even a simple hello, a simple smile to someone else, we would be extra careful to do it even more, and we push ourselves and push our limits to a whole new level, and would allow us to unleash our potential. It would allow us to reveal that which is inside us already. The Medrash, that Yalkut Shimoni, then continues and says, well, what about nowadays? The Torah is sealed, the Navi is sealed, the Megillahs are sealed, it's over. The Medrash says that who writes down our mitzvahs nowadays? And he says that Eliyahu and Mashiach write our stories and Hashem signs off on them. Every action, even something small, is important enough to be recorded. It's being recorded. We have to keep in mind the ramifications of our actions and therefore allow ourselves, give ourselves the ability. We're holding ourselves back. We're hurting ourselves. We have to let ourselves open up, try new turf, do things that we didn't think we could do. Try it. Push ourselves. Push our limits. And then we'll see, with Hashem's help, they will be able to hit tremendous new heights. And we'll be able to be like Yosef, who perhaps did something that was unfathomable. No one would have thought that he could have done it, but he realized how great he is, how much potential he is. And he was able to be Zocha, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, sanctified Hashem's name, and we all could do the same. With Hashem's help, I, you, be able to do this together, glorify Hashem's name in every single action, every single minute of our day. Good Shabbos.